Using my template, location, Galesburg, Illinois, Clement, Gary, Va, Lucy, V-E-R-S-L-U-Y-S, initials, J-R, Clement, W, claim number, W-24208, examination date, 1-10-13, adjudicator, Jeremy, initials, SK, section B. The claimant is a 37-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian male, it seemed reliable. Documents reviewed. None available for review. Chief complaint, right leg amputation, pinched nerve, scoliosis, history of present illness. Claimant states he was ran over by a farm equipment on the farm at the age of 3 years old. As a result, he sustained a right below the knee amputation. He was fitted with a prosthetic in 1980. He notes as he's gotten older, he gets staph infection to the stump. He's unable to be employed due to the frequent infection of the stump and prolonged illness. He's had incision and draining and antibiotic treatment as an outpatient. He notes pain to the stump, it's sharp off and on, 10 over 10 intensity. Pain is located to the medial knee and tibial bone. He notes associated swelling of the stump. He notes he's unable to get into his prosthetic and it swells. This of course at least 2 times in a month. New paragraph. Claimant states he was diagnosed with upper spine scoliosis. He was told ago that the prosthetic will make his back pain worse. The pain to the lumbar spine is constant, 6 over 10 intensity. He also notes a pinching pain to the mid-back, that's often enough in 10 over 10 intensity. The pain doesn't radiate. He notes his left leg goes numb. It's at MRI of the lumbar spine 7 years ago, which revealed osteoarthritis. He's had physical therapy, which helped to some extent. Past medical history, hypertension. He's been off of medications for 10 years. At his own choice. Because he's unable to afford a visit to a doctor. Past surgical history, right below the knee amputation, left elbow fracture, hernia, hiatal hernia repair, hospitalization, last was at Genesis Hospital, February 2012, for mass infection to the stump. Activities of daily living, claimant's able to walk a block, stand for half an hour. Did pain refer to the right stump and numbness? sitting for 20 minutes, he has pain to the lower back and legs, goes numb. Cooking, he alternates sitting and standing, lifting, pulling, and pushing. Is limited to 20 pounds. Feeding is not limited. Cleaning is done by the wife. Bathing, he sits on the chair in the shower. Dressing, he needs assistance with putting the shoes on. He doesn't drive, this is not a license. Shopping is done by the wife. Social history, he last worked July 2012 as a driver for Owl Feed. Medication, 11th grade, medications none. Allergies, penicillin, Caflex, morphine, and Vivoquin. Substances, he doesn't smoke or use illicit drugs. He drinks 12 packs. 3 to 4 times a week. He stopped drinking in 1998. Examination, height 67, weight 123, pulse 84, respiratory rate 14, blood pressure 130/90. So now, right 20/20, left 20/15, there are glasses. Going to the extremities, include right leg, that is below the knee. Amputation, he wears a steel prosthetic piece. The stump, there was a healed surgical scar on the medial aspect with multiple healed abscess scars. He was unable to squat. Going to the musculoskeletal, include tendon L4, L5, flexion 60 degrees. Compression from 1, right below the knee amputation. With on and off stump abscesses due to pressure from the prosthetic. Part 2, degenerative joint disease of the lumbar spine. End of report.